We've all heard the old adage, it's not what you know, but who you know. This is particularly important if you're a minority or a woman who's looking to advance in your career. Who you know is just as important as what you know. How many times have you heard about people in high positions who are less qualified but got to where they were because someone they knew the hiring manager? You know, as a Black woman, my ability to network and develop relationships with mentors has shaped my life and career. However, the path has not always been smooth for me. I've had experiences where people I thought would have helped me simply brushed me off or even created barriers for my success. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome to Defining You. I'm your host, Helena J., communications professional, voiceover artist, and MC. And this episode is all about how Black women can support and uplift each other at work. Listen to this episode for tips on understanding your role as a professional Black woman and how you influence Black women in your workplace. You can also listen for guidance on how to better support those women, including those you may not even know. And if you are listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts, I'd appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review and say something nice. It really helps people decide to listen to the show. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. Please leave us a comment and let us know what you think. Now, I once went through a hiring process for a role that I thought was going well. The hiring manager was excited to meet with me. The department head I interviewed with was giving me great vibes. I also spoke with several senior level folks at the organization. And based on the information that was shared with me, it looked like I was the one. But before the process was over, they wanted to make sure I met one more person, a Black woman who was added to the hiring committee. And despite the praise and genuine interest I received from the hiring manager, the recruiter, and the other employees, it was this woman who gave me a really hard time. She asked me all sorts of questions that had nothing to do with the job. She also hinted that I wasn't qualified, and she complained about the process for hiring, which, mind you, was obviously beyond my control. After I met with this woman, everything slowed down, and I couldn't help but feel as if I had been attacked. I felt blindsided by one of my own people. I knew I was qualified for this role, and I really wanted the job. But something happened in that interview, and it chewed at me, which has led me to this question. Why are some people more supportive than others? I also want to share another story with you that has been on my mind and that relates here. A friend of mine, who is an award-winning producer, reached out to a well-known female marketing professional in Boston for help making connections with people in her circle. She was trying to promote a film, and for some reason, she couldn't seem to get this very influential woman to respond to her. She was disappointed, but not just because she didn't get a response. She was disappointed because this woman is known as a champion for diversity and inclusion. So as you can imagine, her expectations were not met. I believe the difference between someone who is willing to help another person succeed and someone who isn't willing is all about how they see themselves vis-a-vis your success. The person who is willing to help you and mentor you understands their strength and is not intimidated by your success. As a matter of fact, they understand that imparting knowledge and mentoring the next generation is a way of creating a legacy that cements their life's work as something that benefits future generations. It's another way for them to leave their mark on their industry. Your successes are seen as their successes, and the expectation is always that you will share what you have received with others when you have the opportunity. You know, First Lady Michelle Obama is quoted as saying, "When you have worked hard and done well and walked through the doorway of opportunity, you do not slam it shut behind you. You reach back and give other folks the same chances that help you succeed." Conversely, individuals that are in the position to help you succeed but purposely don't are in some ways intimidated by others' success. Perhaps they feel as though you will eventually replace them, or others will see you as better than them. They're afraid you will somehow steal their thunder, so they resist helping you advance in your career. These individuals don't understand the power of legacy. They see themselves and their careers from a myopic point of view, nearsighted and limited, whether they want to admit it or not. I understand that not all individuals in our society have been given the same opportunities. Some have had things handed to them, and others have had to climb, scratch, and scrape their way to the top. I cannot fault those who have experienced great struggles to succeed and opt not to share their secrets of success with others. However, I would say to them that they are missing out on the opportunity to change the landscape of the workforce for future generations and extending their own legacy beyond what they will ever live to see. There are two statistics that I came across that I believe speaks to the plight of Black women in particular, but I think it is relative to most minorities. Gallup did a survey in 2020 that found that Black women are the least likely to believe that their organization was fair to everyone, and that's just 23%. They also found that Black women were the least likely to believe that they were treated with respect, just 36%. So if you are hearing this, understand that there is a need for women to provide foundational support for each other in the workplace, especially minorities, because it's hard enough already to advance in your career when you feel disrespected or treated unfairly. Not one Black woman wants that feeling. Not one Black woman wants another Black woman to contribute to their feeling of contempt and disregard. It feels like a betrayal. So as I continue to make my way up the ladder of success, I see how much of a difference I can make by mentoring other women in my community with similar hopes and aspirations, giving them that lift up the ladder and opening the doorway of opportunity for success. It is the right thing to do. But what's more, mentorship can help resolve many long-standing issues we face in the workplace. One, it helps address the pay gap. Even to this day, Black women make 65 cents for every dollar a white man does. Two, Black women are sorely needed in leadership positions. Just 1.6% of Black women are in VIP roles. Only 1.4% are in the C-suite. Any help, guidance, or mentorship that can steer more Black women into the executive ranks addresses this massive underrepresentation that we have. I know women in my circle want to fix that, and mentorship and solidarity with Black women is what gets us there. So what does that look like? Every woman trying to make it, or wondering if she'll ever have what it takes to make it, needs someone to be her champion. She needs someone to help her realize her dreams of a better life and what she can be. The Harvard Business Review offers some tips of advice on how to be a proper ally. One, take initiative. Find a reason to build a relationship with Black women in your office or candidates that you are considering and talk with them about their goals and desires. See how you can help. Two, make sure you give credit to Black women on your staff when it's due. Again, Black women feel more disrespected and invisible at work than any other group of people. 3, assess Black women for their potential, not just their competencies. If we only hire people with experience for current roles, no one would be hired that hadn't already circled through. This is just as important for Black women as it is for young people. And 4, check your own biases. Ask yourself and your team if you are hiring with a specific framework in mind and if that framework addresses potential as well as skill and experience. Helping others is so much more than our own desires. Because our purpose in life is truly to serve others. Just imagine how many lives can be transformed if we only leave the door open and lift others while we climb. So if you are in a position of influence and you see an opportunity to mentor another woman with great potential, please hold the door open. Help her up the flight of stairs and give her the chance to thrive just like someone did for you. There's enough room to go around. You know, confident women do not hate on other women. It is time for us Black women to pull together, empower, uplift, and cherish others to make a difference. Do not be afraid to share your knowledge or serve others. The truth is, we were not brought here for ourselves, but to be of service to others. Mariela DeBarra once said, "Lead by example. Support women on their way to the top. Trust that they will extend a hand to those who follow." So let's lead by example. Always remember to extend one hand up and one down the ladder. This, my friends, is what is going to help us shape our future, build our legacy, and make a pathway for those who are coming behind us. I hope this message was important to you. Thank you so much for listening to this solo edition of Defining You. I'm really having fun trying this new format, but I'd really love to get your feedback. So get in touch with me by emailing connectwithhelenaj@gmail.com. And as I've said before, after this month, I'm going on a break to prepare for season 2 of Defining You. I'm looking for guests. If that's you or someone you know, get in touch with me by emailing me at connectwithhelenaj@gmail.com. You can also find the email address in the show notes. Be well, my friends. Take care of each other. I hope you enjoy Defining You.